USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. A wrong-way driver is in custody after plowing through a parade in New Mexico. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Russia said Friday it's ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. Legionnaires' disease strikes in California.
Health officials are investigating a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in a Northern California county. 12 residents of Napa County have been diagnosed and hospitalized with the rare lung infection since July 11th. This is according to Napa County Public Health. Among those, one person has died and three people remain hospitalized. Legionella bacteria grows in warm water and can become a health concern when it spreads in man-made water systems like cooling towers, hot tubs, decorative fountains, and plumbing systems. People can get Legionnaires' disease by breathing in small droplets of water containing the bacteria. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
As the recession has taken hold of the American economy, D.C. politicians are still considering the Inflation Reduction Act. Dr. Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, calls this bill deceitful legislation.
Only in Washington could you take something that would be so devastating to the economy, as those economists point out, and call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It would do the exact opposite. So once again, looking at this through the lens of the average American, that I would call the forgotten American for this administration, it's going to have devastating consequences. The direct taxation, the indirect taxation, the burden of those costs has to be borne by someone, and it's going to be on the backs of average Americans. Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, President Biden are all trying to be cute at best with their rhetoric, you know, at worst, and in reality, they're being really disingenuous. This is a terrible, terrible piece of legislation that will have tremendous political consequences.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese foreign minister said despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's affairs. After a Russian court sentenced WNBA player Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for a drug smuggling conviction on Thursday, Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.